game.
Bang! What is up, my pizzas? It is the freaking weekend, and we're going to have us some fun. Wow, we can't actually, we should redact that.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, I forgot. Current state of music, R. Kelly is not a welcome guest on our show.
Yeah, he's been canceled.
Yeah, he's been canceled. And speaking of canceled, this man feels canceled. Had a big day. David Webb, what is up?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Yeah, it's...
going Webb into cancel culture over here?
It's big.
No, but...
What'd you do?
Is cancel culture a thing? What
yeah,
is
it
what
is.
Does that mean?
It's when somebody does something wrong and they're canceled.
Ooh. I don't know how I feel about that.
Cancel culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm beat. Moving day was today.
Yeah.
Lots of heavy lifting.
By me.
Yeah. Oh my God, Emma. Emma, like, so I got a new mattress and I, like, didn't even pack it. I was just like, it's gonna be easier if I just leave it rolled up because I got it from IKEA. So it's rolled up and, like tightly, like, packed and it had, like, straps on it. And Emma
got... It's a whole-ass, like, queen-size mattress.
Yeah, it is. Emma got to my place late, so she decided she would volunteer to carry one of the heavier things when we got to the new place.
That's actually as you should. Yeah, that's what you do.
So she just straight up freaking Carol Danvers, like, scooped, like, strapped up and then just lifted it and carried it from, like, through the parking lot up to the second floor all the way through the apartment to my bedroom.
It gets a little less impressive when you hear that when I put it down, I punched myself in the face.
I was going to leave that alone. The whole time, I'm just following her going, higher, faster, stronger.
So this is an audio podcast. You get to hear Emma's voice, and she looks as she sounds. Like, she's a very tiny lady. So the fact that she has the arms wide enough to hold the, I'm surprised. Windy out there. That thing could have blew her away.
It was cold. Yeah. I was impressed.
It was a cold day.
What's going on? Curtis, he's back.
Bro, I'm just trying to picture Emma. Like you could see the mattress and you could see her legs.
It was one of those rolled up ones, so I wasn't carrying like a full size mattress, which was nice, but it was just all of that weight in like a little compact.
No, it's a little silly. Yeah, I used to work at IKEA.
Oh, yeah.
I used to work in home delivery, so I used to
just
so you know exactly. Yeah.
So when Curtis did it, it was over one shoulder.
No.
He didn't need to put his entire body weight into this.
No, I pulled a back muscle when I worked at IKEA. It was with help. and I used my knees. We used your legs. You know,
always lift with the knees.
Yes.
Oh, you said you used your knees. I was like, why is she doing at your work?
She's pretty strong.
Yeah. She could deadlift 200.
She's 6'10".
The funny thing about this is me, Aaron, and Jerry were so excited to see it. We grabbed like maybe like the three lightest things. We each had like a bag. I'm like, we were just trying to keep up with Emma.
Jerry's so like standing on the second landing of the staircase, just leaning over while I'm struggling with this thing. He's like, yeah, looks, you got it. Good for you. Like, you want to go pick something up?
Form's good.
I just wanted to hear the profanities that were probably coming out of it. It was probably just an endless string.
I couldn't breathe, so.
Think the only time there was a profanity is when she tried to drop it and punched herself in the face.
Oh my God.
It was attached to my arms, so I went to drop it, but then my arms got stuck in it, so I fell on top of it and just punched myself right in the chin.
Emma Sky is also back on the show. You're going to be leading us in a game today, but before we get to that, you've been sinking in some major hours into what I predicted was going to be game of the year and probably the biggest game ever. You kind of let me have it, like, as you normally do, but lo and behold, you probably have more hours in this game than I do.
Oh, I do. So, and I stand by what I said. Like, I love this game.
Yeah.
I love it. It's amazing. It's not going to be game of the year. This is not going to last forever.
Apex Legends, it's taken the nation by storm. News story after news story keeps coming out. How many did it have first day?
2.5 million.
Double.
In the first 72 hours, 10 million unique players.
Yeah.
That's why I was late to David's this morning, because I was up until 4:30 playing.
Wow.
I wake up at 6:45 to see a message in the group chat that says, oh shit, my alarm's going off in 3 hours. And it was 2 hours before.
And it's so common. Like, everybody's into this game. It's crazy. It's sweeping social media. People who I didn't even think were playing it or playing it. It's already just blowing up. Like, there's our esports team, NRG, is seeking out professional players and content creators. Other orgs are starting to do the same now, too. So people are investing big in the hype of this game.
Which is interesting, because when Blackout came out, people were saying that, oh, this is possibly going to take down Fortnite. This could be a Fortnite killer. And it didn't. Isn't. And they're saying the same thing about Apex, mm-hmm. but the difference I'm seeing is there were no esports teams that were going out, or at least no big name ones that were going out and recruiting people for Blackout, but they're doing that for within the first 3 days for Apex.
Yeah, so. there was like intrigue, I know, at least for, I could say from our perspective of like, could Blackout be competitive? Mm-hmm. But that one's interesting because there's already a very, very strong Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Esports scene.
Yeah.
So it's still technically Call of Duty. Would those guys play that? So there was like a lot of questions. That's true. Up in the air.
Yeah.
This is definitely in a league of its own though. And they're coming out the gate swinging. Even yeah. even on you know, the social issues front. They have two LGBT
is okay. LGBT.
I almost got there. LGBT. Yeah. They got two characters.
Yeah, they got two gay characters. They got two black women, which you're lucky to even get one of those in a game. They got a good roster. And we were joking about the fact that apparently some dudes are upset the only straight white male character in the game's name is literally Toxic.
Caustic, that's hilarious. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It made me chuckle.
Hey, I don't know, like, the creative process and when they decided it and for what reasons. I don't know if a dude in a boardroom was like, hey, we need this or whatever. It doesn't really matter, to be honest, because it just came out and did it and it's being proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see too much outrage, you know, because I don't...
It's one of those, like, it doesn't matter to the game at all, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the game has... The beauty of it is people are getting attached to characters now. Like, people have a main, mm-hmm. and there's memes within those. Like, already you're seeing the internet just take this game and run in each direction. David, you're in the middle of a move. Have you been able to try it?
I have not been able to try it, but I have, like FOMO to the max right now. I keep seeing everybody posting it. I see you guys talking about it in the chat. Like, oh, I'm getting on. And it's just, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I know if I sit down and I play it, like, if I, like, even today, Emma was like, all right, you have to hook up your Xbox so we could play Apex. And I'm like, I can't, if I have it hooked up, if I download it, I'm going to be like not getting any of my moving done. I'm just going to be sitting and playing. I know that. So I'm like, I got to get everything finished and then I'll play.
Curtis, what have you thought of it? You're kind of more in the FGC. What have you seen or heard people talking about?
I mean, straight up, like in our Too Easy Smash Crew chat, like Yui, the leader, was like, which one of y'all got PS4? You know? Like, bro, I got PS4. He's like, we all need to start playing Apex. I'm like, all right, I'm down.
I can't wait for crossplay.
Yeah,
is that coming? See, what's crazy is, like, Fortnite crowd has been wanting a competitive forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now, after this game's only been out for, like, 4 days, now it's out. Like, Fortnite's going to be doing a competitive now soon.
Is it?
Yeah. They did that thing where they started paying influencers four times the amount to play their game their codes. Like, this is the first real test we've seen where they come out and they're actually trying to really counter this new game. So that's the great thing about it. And if you listen to the show, we talk about this before. There's room for two or three really great games in any genre. Look at Dota and League of Legends. They're both amazing first-person shooters, but
MOBAs,
and they've both been standing the test of time. $1 million prize pools.
And competition can only be good.
Yeah, it's gonna make them work better.
Because when you're at the top and nobody can touch you, you're like, why the fuck do I have to be better?
Yeah,
I don't have to do shit. Right.
Yeah, there's totally room for Fortnite and Apex to be smash successes. Like, there's no reason you can't play both of them. It's not like this is a war on the Fortnite scene, and it's so cool just to see all these different influencers and content creators from mobile games, fighting games, all playing this united. So, very cool. But as I alluded to earlier, Emma Skies, what are we doing today?
We have a little game that we've played before, and I've wanted to play it again ever since. Since I kicked ass, I don't actually remember who won. I just remember the Echo of the Dolphin question. That's all that matters. We're doing some video game music trivia today.
Yes.
Thank you. Please don't all cheer at once.
That's why I have a theme song. That is why there's theme songs. They buffer that.
Horrible. But we are doing the video game music trivia once again. I will play clips of video game music, whether it is either the theme song for the game or the main menu music or just something within the game that is memorable. It's not going to be like some obscure song that's like number 12 on the track listing and you never fucking hear it except for if you go in this one level.
Okay.
Okay, so there are some changes this time. There is a point system. Okay. So the way it's going to work is this. Previously, it was just kind of like, you name it, you get a point. Cool. So now, if you can tell me the name of the game, the specific game that it's from, you get 5 points. If you're stumped on the game, but you know what franchise it's from, and you can tell me the series, you can get 2 points. Then somebody else can buzz in and give the name of the game to steal the remainder of your 3 points. The extra 3 points. That was very concise and clear. Let me see where I wrote this down. And if you can get it in the first 5 seconds of the song, you get an extra bonus point.
Ooh.
So if you are riding on there and you're like, I know this fucking note. If you're like me with Echo the Dolphin,
yeah,
you slam that in the first 5 seconds. I'm never letting that go, by the way.
I was genuinely impressed.
It was great because you had that lead in of like, Emma's not going to know this.
Yeah,
I'm
Emma,
sorry.
No way she's going to get this one. This is like an obscure game that I played in diapers. So how would she ever have heard of this?
I loved Echo the Dolphin. So there is a mix here. I tried to make it fair for everybody. There's a mix of platforms. There's a mix of years. The earliest game on here is from 1971.
Ooh.
And the most recent game is from 2019. So it spans, the only decade missing in there is the 80s. I don't have any games from the 80s.
No games from the 80s? Mm. All right. Okay, most importantly, what does the winner receive?
Bragging rights.
Ooh, that's what I was hoping she was going to say.
So the usual. All
right, let's go. I could use some more of those.
And finally, if everybody is stumped and nobody gets it at 45 seconds in, I will give you the year and the platforms it was released on.
Okay, sounds fair.
Let's see. Is there anything else I forgot to mention? Oh, if you buzz in and you don't get it or you run out of time, because you will have a timer of 10 seconds to get it.
What? We have timers?
We have a timer.
Dang.
If you don't get it or you get it wrong, you cannot buzz in again. So be careful about trying to buzz in the first 3 seconds and then missing it. And then it plays for another 10 seconds and you realize what it was.
Ah.
Yeah, there's some strategy. There is strategy here.
All right.
Now that very concise and not at all complicated point system is done being explained.
I mean, this show is a show of extremes. We go from points that mean absolutely nothing to, I'm excited to see what happens.
See, this is what happens when I run a game.
Okay.
I just really like games. I just really like games. So I made this and I'm looking at this and I'm like, I feel like the first one is maybe the only one that nobody's going to get, which is a great way to start.
All right, yeah.
It's a great way to start this off.
Tear us down before you build us back up.
So I am going to start this one in the middle of the song because the beginning is a little.
I'm ready.
Making sure nobody can see it. All right.
No screen looking, David.
That's why I just altered it because I would be tempted.
All right, are we all ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're going to play the first song, right?
Why are we whispering?
About
now.
This is what I'm saying. I feel like this is the only one none of you are
going to
get.
Corey, this sounds like something like kind of nondescript. So I do get partial points if I can name the franchise,
right? Franchise gets you 2 points, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to say this is Doom from the most recent one.
That is correct.
Yes!
Damn.
It's from the 2016 Doom game.
You know what? Did you see? So if you guys watch the podcast and you get to see us on twitch.tv, I was zoning, man. I was rocking back and forth. I was feeling that double bass. And there was like, this is the spawn of hell and demons. And where do you find that? The Doom franchise. So thank you.
Out of curiosity, do you or anybody here know the composer?
Yes. His name is Rock and Roll.
Why you gotta assume it's a him?
Because, jeez.
Nope, why don't, you gotta... nope. Don't answer the question.
It is actually the same. This is by Mick Gordon.
Who Mick Gordon.
Oh, that guy.
One of my favorite video game composers.
Is he's that?
Fantastic.
What other games does he do?
He did this. He did Prey. Both of those soundtracks are like two of my favorite soundtracks.
Eat, Pray, Love?
Yes.
Yes.
Doom, Pray, Love.
Doom, Pray, Love. That's when the Doom guy just goes and finds himself.
The title
in
is autobiography.
Guys, I have a confession. You know what I said about rocking it out and feeling the song? I lied. It was a lucky guess, and it was on my conscience.
Okay, I don't care. As long as you got it right, you got it right. So, Corey, I almost called you Webb. Corey's on the board with 5 points.
Yeah.
Are we ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
It's another one we're going to start sort of in the middle. All right, are you ready?
Yep.
And Here we go.
Web.
Corey.
Web.
The Spider-Man PS4 game. The
that most is recent correct. One.
Dang. That
is correct.
I was almost there. Good one. You better have gotten that one. Your name is
I
Web.
I was going to be so happy if Web got that wrong.
I was like, I thought you were going to say so happy if Web got that right.
No,
like, oh,
no, I would have been so happy if you got that wrong.
We are never good at video games, guys.
And I've seen the name of the composer, but I cannot remember who it was. Because I remember they were like really making a big deal about the composer who did this soundtrack and like how good of a job he did. But I
just you don't know what it is? Who is it?
John Pesano.
Yep.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
It sounds familiar.
Sounds like a name.
I know he's played the game, so I'll give it to him. I guess. I don't know.
Sounds like a name.
Yeah.
That sounds like a name.
All right. Who's ready for the next one?
All of
we're
us.
We're going to blow through these real fast, apparently.
Are we? Because yeah. We're so good.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Web. Zelda.
Which one?
Okay, if I take a guess and I get the wrong game, do I at least get points for having the
Corey?
Can I come in and
yeah, because he's over his time limit.
Ocarina of Time.
Fuck.
Curtis got it.
Damn.
Ocarina of Time.
Good one, Curtis. Good pull. You know what? That's on like countless lo-fi mixes.
So I know.
I was like, oh, this is when the
well. I thought it was Ocarina of Time, but I wanted to clarify, like, if I guess Zelda, do I still get at least the 2 points?
Yeah,
I
you should.
You did get the original two. Corey. Curtis came in.
You and the names.
Okay. I'm, whatever. This was composed by Koji Kondo.
Oh, the legend.
From 1998.
Yeah. I have his mixtape.
Dang, we are so good. I'm proud of us, guys.
See, that's what I want to do. I wanted to make sure I had some Nintendo in there, because I knew some of y'all would be on there. I wanted to make sure I had some games that came out when you guys were playing them, but I was a little baby, because you're all old.
I love that you had to research this like a history lesson at some points. That makes me feel great about myself.
I put a lot of stuff in here because I thought that it would take you guys longer to get these, but I may not even get to most of these. But yeah, this game, what is it? Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. It came out in 1998 on the 64, but ports and remakes were on the GameCube, Wii U, and 3DS.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm disappointed in myself. I think I would have got there, but good job, Curtis.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
Curtis. Okay. Metal Gear Solid?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
Man. This is not... Corey, this is going to be a bad guess. I'm just going to narrow it down to a franchise. Call of Duty?
No. Web, you are the last one in the game.
What sucks is that I know I've spent many hours listening to this. I'm an idiot! I am a fucking idiot! Corey, please! No, come on, Emma!
As we are at the 45-second mark, I can tell you this game was released in 2019 for the Xbox, PlayStation 4, and PC.
I am mad. I am mad right now. You guys...
Oh, okay, Web. Is it Apex Legends?
Yo! Why didn't I just wait? Why didn't I wait?
Never played the game!
No way.
Wow. Did they get all five?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Diggity dog.
I just needed that.
Yep. I was so sure. I felt bad about putting it on there because I was like, Corey's going to be the only one that's going to get this, and he's going to get it right away because he's been putting so many hours in this game.
No, not that. I don't. Nobody pays attention to the chicka, chicka, chicka. We all hear the. Damn it!
I'm just choking on Red Bull. No one listens to chicka, 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 chicka.
Yeah,
someone Twitch clip that.
I feel better about that one. one. I was feeling a little bad about that because I thought I was like, man, this is gonna be an easy win for Corey. It's not fair. He's not, you know, he's gonna get it right away. And what? Lo and behold, he doesn't know shit. So funny. Lo and fucking behold.
Can we get an update on the points?
On the points, we have Curtis with 3 points, Corey with 5, and Webb going in strong with 12 points.
Yeah, dang, good okay, job, cool. Webb. You know what? I'm just feeling the love today, so I'm just proud of you, dude.
Cheers.
Cheers, man. What's the next one?
Are you ready for the next one?
Yep. Oh, man. Corey, that's Call of Duty.
No.
You liar!
Curtis, Assassin's Creed?
No.
Good guess, Curtis.
Thanks.
Webb, Horizon Zero Dawn?
No.
Do we get to go another round?
As you have all guessed incorrectly, we will reset the round.
Yes!
Okay. Okay.
I know something's going to kick in here. Something's going to kick in.
Are you waiting for the bass drop?
Yeah.
I don't know why this this file is a little bit peaky.
Come on. I'm waiting for it. They're not going to trick me twice.
As we are at the 45-second mark, I can tell you this game released in 2012 for the Xbox 360 and a collection of re-releases on the Xbox One.
Webb. Tomb Raider.
No.
Fuck. Oh, man. That did not help. Corey.
Yes.
Dragon Age.
No.
Fuck. Why is this haunting me?
Wait, 2012. Xbox 360 and Xbox One?
Yes. Well, Xbox 360 first, later on for the Xbox One. Xbox One. All right. We'll give you another 15 seconds to wager a guess before this.
Corey.
No, you already guessed.
Come on!
Curtis is the only one left. You can pop in a guess for the next 8 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. You are all fake fans. You're all fake nerd boys.
It's Halo.
Halo 4.
Yeah, it was Halo.
Fake nerd boys.
I know. Hey, I. You know, to be honest, to be fair though, anything 343, I think you can probably get a pass on. That wasn't my Halo.
Mm-hmm.
My Halo was 1 and 2, and I would have had that
because it doesn't sound like the others.
It doesn't.
Because any of the other like themes, you can immediately tell they're Halo. It's that da 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 da. And this one was this is like the menu music for Halo 4. So I remember sitting in that menu for forever just listening to this song.
Here's another thing. I think all the games of that time period went with that vibe. Because that definitely was in a Call of Duty. I know for sure I remember the...
You sound like
a bit of post-processing.
You know what?
Like an abused cat.
It's like there.
Adam Sandler.
Go back, listen, and tag us on Twitter when you find the answer. I know somebody will do it. Lost Sheep, you got my back.
Are you ready for the next one?
Hell yeah.
Are you guys going to step it up and get rid of Webb and knock him out of first place?
You know what?
Probably not.
Not in a vicious way, though. Just in a way of making us both better.
In the most non-confrontational way possible.
Yeah. I'm going to beat you, but I respect you.
Yeah, exactly. I want two good friends to test the limits.
All right, everybody. Eyes down. No looking at chat.
All right, eyes are down.
And here we go.
Corey. That is Spyro the Dragon.
Yes, indeed
it is. And that is
6 points.
Do I have to say which one it was?
Yes.
The first one.
There you go.
Okay.
I was not going to give it to you anyway because the first one's literally called Spyro the Dragon.
Oh, okay.
So I thought you knew that.
No, I totally thought
you knew that.
I've been really disappointed if you said Spyro 2, which is like, oh.
Never mind.
2 points.
What a fuck yourself.
You know,
right there.
I just know that one because my wife plays the shit out of it and to the max volume. So, yeah. Little known fact. Oh, damn it. I don't know the composer's name, but I know who he played drums for.
And who was that?
He was the Police drummer. Drummer from the Police.
Stuart Copeland was indeed the drummer from the Police.
Do I get that? Is that some of the bonus credit?
No.
What?
He can't name him.
But still, I know who he was.
But he can't name him. Spyro the Dragon was released in 1998 on the PS1 and later remastered last year for the Xbox One and PS4. And nice. If you haven't played it, get the fuck off this podcast and go play it.
It is fun. It is very fun. And they did a great job. I forgot how bad the graphics looked back in our day.
Well, they looked good to us back then.
It did. It was visually stunning.
Yeah. Can you switch back and forth? And see
no,
the
I really wish you could.
That's the missing feature.
Yeah, like, I think Halo's the only one that ever did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the Master Chief Collection, you could switch it so you see like the old school, what it looked like when Halo came out on the Xbox, oh, what it sick. Looked like, and then the remastered, and you switch back and forth. It's,
yeah, even so during cutscenes, which
even
is
during cutscenes, yeah.
That's incredible. That's great engineering.
Yeah,
it's so
smart.
Bomb.
Wow. Goes from polygons to CGI.
So dope.
Which is fantastic in Halo 2 with the cutscenes because Blur, that studio, remastered all of the cutscenes, like completely overhauled. Yeah, didn't like no remaster way. Graphics. They animated
re-animated.
New custom like yeah. new cutscenes.
Yeah.
And switching back and forth is painful.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that got me in the Halo remaster is the sound. Because in Halo 1 remaster, you just pick whether you want old sound or remaster sound, and then it just stays. But in Halo 2, it switches as you switch, so you can hear the old sound and the new one. Damn. It is a massive difference.
What do you notice is just remastering. They didn't go back and re-record everything.
I don't think they re-recorded everything, but it just sounds a million times better. The only thing that bummed me out is the best song on the Halo 2 soundtrack is that Breaking Benjamin song. And it's in a fight scene with a bunch of Covenant and some Hunters. And in the old version, that's where that song is. And in the new version, it's not there.
They couldn't get the license? They couldn't renew it or what?
I don't know. They own the song. It's their song.
Oh, wow.
Because Breaking Benjamin recorded that song for the Halo soundtrack, as far as I know.
And they changed their mind.
And they were like, no, we're not going to put this here.
That was our one regret from the game. Let's right the wrong.
I was
we should have got Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
I remember like my Simple first plan. Little MP3 yeah. player. I used to listen to that song constantly.
Does it just like, is it, you think maybe just because it dated the game?
I don't think so, because it doesn't, I don't know why.
No clue.
I don't know why, but it bummed me out.
Whew. All right, what do we got?
All right, so Curtis is sitting at 3, Corey catching up with 11, and
yeah!
Webb in a comfortable lead with 18.
All right.
Okay.
I still respect it.
Curtis, this is all on you.
All right.
That's not part of the song.
Corey, Batman.
Damn it.
Arkham series. I'm just going to throw Arkham Asylum in there.
Correct franchise, wrong game.
Arkham City?
You can't re-guess.
Curtis.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. Oh, no, you didn't give it away. You're such a good game master. Let me just say.
Curtis. Oh, wait. Can I get
you
guess
the
game?
You may steal the points.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Arkham City.
No.
What?
Web.
Arkham Knight.
Yes.
What? So he gets the difference, right?
So he gets you got 2 points. Webb takes the extra 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
So Webb is sitting at a comfortable 21 points. I just want us all to remember that.
Wow.
Oh my God.
21 points for Webb. So Arkham Knight was released in, let me turn my phone back on, 2015 for the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Out of curiosity, can any of you name the composer?
Hans Zimmerman.
No.
Oh, you told me in the beginning that was not going to be an
it's
answer.
It's not going to be any of them.
Dave. Matthews.
Yes, how did you know?
Yeah.
David Buckley was the composer.
Oh, it's the other Dave.
The other Dave.
Damn.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Crush. Enter me.
Yeah. Horrible.
Let's do it.
Next one.
Corey. Cuphead?
Yes.
Yes.
Damn. Nice. And you, you get the early bonus.
I got
too,
the early bird special over here.
Got it right in at 4 seconds.
Yeah, boy. And that was, of course, composed by the popular composer Mickey Mouse.
Christopher Madigan.
Damn it. That was my second guess.
Christopher Madigan. I just want to remind everybody, if they ever get the composer right, that's an extra 5 points. Curtis, you could still bring it home if you get everything right and get the composers.
All right. No sweat.
It's your game.
The reverse sweep. You have to get that bracket reset.
I got
to
get the bracket All right. reset. Let's see it.
Cuphead was released in 2017 on the Xbox One and PC.
Yes.
And was debuted, quote unquote, at E3 like 17 times before it ever came out, which was infuriating.
I remember the first time I played it was like 4 years ago. And I did it at that one time, and I never played the game when it actually came out.
It's phenomenal.
It was great.
But I remember like every E3, they're like, look at this amazing game we have. And the first time you're like, this is fucking crazy. This is going to be great. And then the next year, they're like, Xbox exclusive. And it's this, I was like, didn't they do this last year?
Yeah.
And the next year, Xbox exclusive. I'm like, stop.
Now you're just playing games.
Just stop. Yeah. You can't keep doing this.
We know it's going to be good, guys. We know it's going to be good.
And it was. It was a phenomenal game. It was not a letdown at all. One of the most infuriating games I've ever played in my life.
Artistically, it's brilliant. Like, they actually had animators do that stuff to be true to that, like, how they made media back then. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Well, 1930s cartoon aesthetic.
Yeah. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I know this.
There's the early bonus out of the way.
No. Damn it. Oh no. Corey, Fallout 3.
That is correct.
Yes. Oh, come on, man. I had a little. Yeah. I should have got that immediately. Sorry, guys. Woo! All right. I'm back in this. And that was, of course, composed by Hans Zimmerman.
Einon Zur.
Oh, the other one. Yeah.
Which I'm probably saying that person's name wrong, and I sincerely apologize.
He listens to the show every week, and he's going to be so heartbroken.
Right as you said, like, your name, my brain started going, like, ooh, narrowing it down, like, beep, 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 beep.
That's what my brain did, too. Like, it went from, like, okay, yes, I have played this. Okay, yes, I can hear, what's his name's voice over it? Clay?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Hellboy. The first Hellboy.
Yeah. Oh, Ron Perlman.
Yeah. Ron Perlman. I said, okay, games that have Ron Perlman voiceover.
Hellboy in Fallout.
Yeah. Well, there's other games, too. He's like an iconic voice.
That's true.
So got him. Thank you, Ron Perlman.
Fallout 3 was released in 2008 for the Xbox 360 and PS3.
Yes.
And PC, but it corrected to the word of.
So where am I at now? Am I caught up to David yet?
You are sitting at 5, 10, 15, 20, 24 points.
All right, let's go, the boy.
Webb still sitting at a comfortable 21. You could come in and steal it at any time. And Curtis,
you're doing
3 points.
You're hanging out, man.
I'm here.
You know, Curtis is just chilling, just vibing, man.
Signs of life.
I believe in you, all right? You're going to do great things.
Thank you.
Everything is going to be fantastic.
You know what? This is the rope.
Everything is awesome.
Everything's going to be terrible.
This is the rope-a-dope. That's what I think.
Is that what I'm doing?
You're giving us the old rope-a-dope.
The old rope-a-dope. Yeah.
Yeah. But I believe in you, David. I think it's going to be a good fight down to the end.
Right back at you, homie.
All right, this is going to be an interesting one. This is either going to be incredibly easy or very obscure and weird if none of you played this game, because I honestly don't know if you did.
Corey. Portal.
Hey!
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, shit!
I was so prepared. We're just going to listen to this for a second because it's phenomenal.
Yeah, no, it's GLaDOS. She sings this after you beat the game.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the ending credits scene of Portal.
Yep.
Indeed. Can you tell me who wrote this song?
GLaDOS did herself.
She did not.
Damn it!
As she is not real. But you know who is real? Jonathan Colton.
Good job, Jonathan Colton.
Hey.
Gotta get in when you can, man.
Yeah.
So this was a pleasant surprise. If you played Portal, this was a wonderful surprise to find at the end of the game, because this was what they played over the final credits.
Guys, did you guys know we have a social media guy?
Vaguely.
Yeah, we actually have a social media guy at the podcast. He's in chat right now. EgoBrainZ71, and he's a big part of the reason I know this, because I beat the game, of course, heard the song, whatever. But he got really into it. And he'd like send it back and forth, like, this is the best song, come on, listen to it.
It's so good.
So that's, I know it more because of him.
Yeah.
You know what else was great about this song? It was a free DLC on Rock Band.
Rock Band.
Yep. No way.
Played the drums on this one, played the shit out of that.
Yeah.
So dope.
Nice little groove. Nice.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm glad somebody got that.
Come on, you didn't think
we
played
Portal?
Wait,
let me get you your points.
Come on, man.
Including your early bonus.
That's like that Aslan. I probably butchered his name. Chronicles of Narnia?
Yeah, Aslan.
Oh, it's his Aslan?
Yeah.
There's that meme where, like, someone said, when a three-year-old tells you to spell I cup, and it shows...
Yes!
It shows Aslan. He says, do not recite the dark magic to me, for I was there when it was written. That's how I feel when you're quizzing me on Portal. Don't quiz me on Portal. I was there.
Portal was released in 2007 on the Xbox 360 as part of the Orange Box collection, which is what I got it on. Mm-hmm. It was like a nice surprise. They just kind of threw it in there as like a freebie because the Orange Box was Team Fortress 2, but Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, and Half-Life 2 Episode 2. And then there was this little game on there, like at the very end, tacked on called Portal. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, like everybody's like, cool, we'll try this out. And then it was like the fucking smash hit of the whole game.
No, that's way. You know, the weird thing about Portal is, and I think maybe a missed opportunity, but maybe it's the last thing we need in this world. You know how like when something's a hit, there's they just kick shit out and mm-hmm. too much of it. Assassin's Creed, all these things.
Yeah.
Portal's one of those ones where it would be so easy for them to make brand new puzzles and stuff and that's ship true. It out to you like for $9 a month or something. Like,
yeah.
And they refrain. Like, I want another one really bad because when they
everybody does, but Valve doesn't want to make fucking games anymore.
Yeah, and the multiplayer from 2 is so fun. They did a great job.
Yeah. Don't you, Valve? I still need to play 2. I played 1 a couple times,
but you should play 2.
So good, and it has my favorite monologue in all of gaming.
Really?
The Cave Johnson Lemons one.
Which one is that? I don't
you
remember that.
You don't remember that? Uh-uh. Oh my god, we'll listen to it in the after show. It's okay. My favorite monologue in the entirety of gaming. That game, I already like J.K. Simmons as an actor, but that game made me fall in love with J.K. Simmons.
Okay.
Because he's Cave Johnson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Also, the yellow M&M. Forever. In all of the M&M's commercials.
Wait, that's him?
That's him.
J.K. Simpson.
Simmons.
Simmons. Who is that? Is that the farmer's guy?
Yes.
What?
Farmer's insurance guy. I'm sure of his entire filmography, that's exactly what he wants to be remembered for.
Yeah, not J. Jonah Jameson.
Not J. Jonah Jameson.
Not Whiplash.
Yeah, not the drummer Whiplash guy.
Not
Schillinger from Oz on HBO.
Yep.
Or Commissioner Gordon.
Which I
want to
say might have been one of his first roles.
That's the first thing I ever saw him in.
Counterpart. But no, he's the farmer's insurance guy.
We cover it all because we've seen it all.
He is my favorite.
We are farmers.
Bum, 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 bum.
Damn, that's a good jingle. I was there when it was written. All right, what else we got?
Now I just want to show you all the Cave Johnson Lemons thing. But we'll move on. We'll keep going.
After show. That's what we got the after show for.
I do want to re-up us all on the points. Curtis sitting at 3 points. Webb maintaining his 21. And Corey sweeping it up with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 points.
Mm.
Let us not forget that the ever-looming double points round is coming.
I'm ready for it.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Corey, this just sounds Sonic to me.
Can you be specific?
It's Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm just going to say 1.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know. I just guessed that one because I know the other one so much that I didn't recognize that song. Yeah. Sonic 1 was the one I had the least experience with.
You just missed the early bonus. You hit that in at 6 seconds.
Ah! Well, I do know that it was composed by...
You're not going to get this, but please, by all means.
Don't you? That's cool. Thank you very much.
It was Nintendo Reggie.
Masato Nakamura.
Dude, you were this close. You're like 2 syllables off.
Damn it.
Sonic the Hedgehog was released in 1991 for the Sega Genesis and later was ported to the Game Boy Advance, PC, Nintendo 3DS, mobile, and Switch. And you can relive it on your Xbox One with Sonic Mania, which I was actually super hype about. I played
Sonic Mania is like...
It's like a bunch of them all put into one.
I never say this.
I swear to God.
Don't do it.
I will shove this microphone down your throat.
It was good.
Okay. I was ready. I was like, let's go.
Oh man, no, Sonic!
Give me a reason.
That song just had that Sonic sound.
It did.
Like, it didn't have to be the song I knew, but it just had those noises.
Yeah, it has that
Sega sound to me. But I see, what sucks is that the first Sonic game that I got and the one that I played the most was the one that was on the Game Gear.
Yeah.
So I didn't play much Sonic on Genesis.
This is a very like visceral one, I think, if you played Sonic, because this is the boss zone.
Oh, okay.
So you hear this, like I hear this, and I'm just like, fuck.
Something's about to go down.
I'm going
to
die. I'm going to lose all my rings. Dr. Robotnik's a dick. Yeah. Or like Dr. Robot dick.
Robotnik.
That was bad. I feel bad about that.
You should. That was bad.
Good Lord. You know what? Webb, you had it. You had it and you lost it.
I think, you know what?
I've just been blessed. I think, the categories. I'm running out of games. You're still right there, David.
I think there's enough I can get back into it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Double points round is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think we can get Curtis up here, too.
I still think so, too.
We'll see.
Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, Corey. Minecraft.
Before it even got to full volume.
Yeah. No, that's how many hours I've spent in Minecraft.
Yikes.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. You just were screwed from the start.
Who composed it? Who composed it?
His name is...
This is the one of the only two that I knew off the top of my head.
It is Notch. Marcus Notch did it himself.
No.
I don't know.
C418.
Wait, what is that? A robot?
The guy that does the music for Minecraft.
One of the droids from Star Wars.
The music was procedurally generated.
Yeah.
That was the name of the program. Now that's, we might have to go back in the podcast and boost it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that because that was like silent before.
Sorry, guys.
I'm like grabbing my headphone volume. I'm like, crap, it's up all the way. Shh. I can't hear it.
Minecraft was released in 2009 on the PC and later for the Xbox 360, Xbox One, and mobile.
Yeah.
So everywhere. If you are on PlayStation, suck a dick. Microsoft bought that shit.
They bought it. So this is ours. We're going to turn it into Legos.
It is on the Switch. You're correct.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Well, Nintendo, they're playing nice. You see that
Xbox Live on Switch.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I think there'll be more on that story on Wednesday.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
For now.
Will you be able to play Xbox games on the Nintendo Switch?
Find out on Wednesday.
Find out on Wednesday. Yeah.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will. Yeah. Short answer, yes.
Good Lord. Okay, this is a much bigger sweep than I was expecting.
I mean, you said video games, you said music, and you know.
All right, are you ready? Yep. Everybody ready? Yep. Curtis, are you ready?
No. Let's try it.
Stay positive, everybody. I believe in you guys. Ooh, what is this?
I'm going to be disappointed if none of you get this.
This seems very...
I'll be severely disappointed.
This is very worrisome. Oh, wait. Something's going to happen. We're going to recognize it.
It's anybody's game. It's anybody's game.
Oh, no. Corey?
If you wait... Well, no, go ahead.
Gears of War.
Do you want to get more specific? Do you want to talk about the franchise?
Gears of War... 3.
Correct franchise, incorrect game. As we are at the 45-second mark, I can tell you this game was released in 2006 on the Xbox 360, later for the PC and Xbox One.
Corey.
What did you get, Corey?
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Pay attention.
You better get a time machine. Nice. In the spirit of competition, I said Gears of War 1.
Web. Gears of War 2?
Incorrect.
Curtis.
Yes.
Gears of War 3?
You both suck so hard. Yeah! You both suck. He said Gears of War 3! He said Gears of War 3. You both suck so hard.
And then lied to you. I lied. It was an act. You know I would never be nice in competition.
Well, you've been this whole time. You're like, bro, you got this. You can still catch up.
It was all for that moment. I'm the bad guy.
What? I said 2. I didn't say 3.
He
said 3. You said 2. He said 3.
And I said it jokingly because I was like, there's no way that I'm going to guess this the whole time he already said
You've
3.
You've been bamboozled. Oh,
as the gaming commissioner of this, no points to anybody.
I'll take it.
That is the theme song from Gears of War 1. Everybody, Gears of War 1.
See, I said 3, and then immediately when you said 2006 on the Xbox
360. Yeah, if you waited, that's what I was going to say. I was like, if you wait 3 more seconds, good Lord. Gears of War was released 2006, Xbox 360, and later on the PC and Xbox One as Gears of War Ultimate. And it was this was composed by Kevin Ripple, whose name I am certain I'm saying wrong.
It's Ripple.
It's Ripple.
Ripple.
When he pranks somebody, he says it's the Ripple effect.
All right, we got 3 more. All right, yeah. We got 2 more and then the double points final round.
And I'm full heel now. You guys all suck and I'm the best.
All right, are we ready?
Yes.
I just want to reiterate. Hang on, I got to count Corey's.
Put it with the rest of them. 40.
Corey is sitting in first place with 41 points.
Oh, yeah! And you guys all thought I was nice.
Webb, who started off so strong, trailing behind with 21, and Curtis at a lovely 3 points. You're still in the game.
All right, double points.
Let's Final go. Jeopardy, you're still in it.
Final Jeopardy.
But you'll never get them.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Corey!
Curtis, you raised your hand.
Damn it.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
That is correct.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah!
Oh, put that God. One in there just for you.
Dang.
Thank you. So I can stay.
I knew it was Nintendo. I almost said it was the victory in Mario Kart.
Victory lap. It was obvious. I thought it was going to be Kingdom Hearts. I thought she was like getting topical and was going to throw in a Kingdom Hearts tune. So it threw me off just enough.
Now let's test your Smash Brothers knowledge. Who composed it?
Oh, crap.
He might actually get this.
Nah, this was composed by Nobuo Uematsu.
Okay, yeah. Uematsu. Yeah.
we
would have got
Uematsu.
Yeah. yeah, that's what I said.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl was released in 2008 on the Wii.
Yeah, the least popular of the franchise by far.
Which is funny because it's the highest selling.
No way. Well, probably just because there's a billion Wiis
that's
in the market. Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, the least liked amongst the
Curtis
community.
Sticking in the game now with 8 points.
Hey, he's back in there.
You
man.
Did unfortunately right. just miss that bonus point. You rang in at 8 seconds.
All right, damn it.
All right, I really want somebody to get this. I'm not gonna lie. This is our last one before our big finale.
Ooh, the finale.
Which I feel like I'm hyping up way too much. Somebody's going to get it in like a second flat.
Is it easy?
I don't think so, but we'll see.
All right.
I almost just said, here is, and I just said the fucking game.
Well, here's Wonderwall.
Here we go. Ooh. I really want somebody to get this.
Corey!
That's The Simpsons.
What about The Simpsons?
That is The Simpsons.
Curtis.
Road Rage.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And you, as you rang it at 5 seconds exactly.
Oh yeah.
That's the point. Nice.
And that was composed by
Bart
Simpson himself.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Incorrect. The Simpsons Road Rage, the best Simpsons game ever made. Way better than Hit and Run. Came out in 2001 for the Xbox, PS2, GameCube, and later came for the Game Boy Advance, and it was composed by Mark Barrel. I'm very pleased that somebody got this. I was going to be really sad if no one got this. Did you have it?
No, I didn't have it. I was going to say a different one.
Damn.
It just seemed like when you hear this theme song, it takes you back to that era of games, like the N64, where they're before the music was really like fully orchestrated and composed. This is super MIDI.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then once that, you go straight to Simpsons, and then bam, Road Rage.
See, I was going to do Hit and Run, because it's the the more recent one, I think, but it's legit just like the Simpsons theme song.
Yeah.
But this music is so much better.
Mm-hmm. This was a great game.
This was a phenomenal game. All right, as we go into the final round, the points stand at Curtis, 8 points, Webb, 21, and Corey with 47?
I lost count, honestly. You know what that happens with these points. You just...
Sounds all like right, a are we ready for the final round?
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Lost count of all these rings I have. Once you get two or three, it's...
Here we go.
What? What is this? Corey, Animal Crossing.
Incorrect.
That's what it sounds like.
Remember Curtis. You
The Sims?
Incorrect.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Damn.
Webb, would you like to wager a guess?
I'm still thinking.
Dang. He's going to get that clue. Go ahead and just give the clue now.
No, he's got 7 seconds.
This is a troll.
It's gotta be. As we are at 45 seconds, I can tell you that this game was originally released on the PC in 1971. This theme song may in fact be from a 1985 re-release. I cannot be certain of which version this is from. It has had a plethora of additions and releases ever since, up to and including its own personal handheld device this that was Kirby. Released.
Oh, of course.
Yes, Webb hasn't guessed yet.
Oh, he hasn't. Dang.
So unless, if he gets it wrong, then we'll restart the round.
Okay.
Oh, crap. I got, when she said handheld, that's when I'm like, ah.
Just gotta throw it out there, man.
Yeah. Webb. Kirby.
Cory.
Cory.
Oregon Trail.
That is correct!
Yeah! Oh,
man.
10 points for the Oregon Trail theme song.
Yep. I knew it as soon as you said the date. I had to think about it.
And, I didn't realize Oregon Trail was that old.
It's old.
It was a text-based game in 1971. I think this might be from a 1985 version.
Okay.
But I can't pinpoint which version this one is from.
The version I played was text-based, and then you would just see like the wagon move. And then at the end was like the one interactive piece that caught me off guard. The one time I got to the level where you get in the water and you go into the end...
I don't think I ever got that far.
That's like the last thing you do, and it's actually a game. You go up and down and try and get to the end of the river, so I thought. So I don't know. I just saw the water, and I started panicking and pushing all the shit, ran straight into the side and lost.
I
never beat that game.
It was like back when it was just a green. It was like the monitor was just green.
Yeah, just green.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that is the final round, and the points stand as such. Curtis with the bronze medal with a solid 8 points.
Yes.
Gotta love it.
Good job, Curtis.
Thank you.
Webb sitting in second place with that silver medal at 21 points. Not bad at all. Nothing to be ashamed of. Cory sweeping the whole thing away with 57 points and that gold medal.
You know what? And I'd like to thank myself and only myself and not these two losers standing across from me, because it's going to be me, David Webb, and Curtis Fisher. Hell in a Cell this Sunday night. Sorry, guys. I just really was feeling the hill. It could have been anybody's game. It could have been anybody's game. I'm proud of you guys.
I want to personally apologize to Curtis. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, I tried. I was like, I think he may have known about this. Like, I tried to throw things in there, but I just don't know your games as much.
No, it's all good. I was like, oh, my gosh, Super Mario Brothers, like, Double Dragon, Oregon Trail that came out in, like, 92 when I was in second grade. That's like, all this X-Men arcade. Just an old,
so very
old
sorry.
Bastard.
I will keep it a little bit more balanced in the future.
You did an amazing job as a game master.
Thank you.
That was incredible.
Was good.
Yeah, good job.
She was strong and like when she needed to keep us under control and stuff.
Yeah.
And as you can hear, that's the video game bang ending music. We hope you guys are enjoying these. I think you guys are, because we're getting a lot more interaction on social media. You guys have a lot of feelings about these games and when some people may or may not have been gypped out of the game winners, like I did when we played Jeopardy. But, you know, it's up to the internet. You guys write the story. Mr. Howard 123 calling us out on Twitter. Lost Sheep all the time talking about stuff. And we want to hear from you guys as well. You can find us on Twitter, videogame_bang. And then you can find us on twitch.tv every week. Someone was in the chat. I missed it. And I wanted to give him a shout out. But it's kind of hard when we're recording sometimes. But there it is. Don Ia's is cool? Am I
saying?
Donia? Don Ia?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I butchered your name, but they said this is the first time I've been able to actually catch the show live and dropped a little bit donation. So thank you so much. And then you get to see what we talk about in the after show. What do we have in the after show? There was something we were going to get back to. Oh, yeah, you were going to show...
Cave Johnson Levin!
Yeah! So you're going to see us experience all that stuff for the first time. You can
only
do
that. I'm excited.
This is going to be hype. Patreon.com/videogamebang if you want to help support the show. We've been dropping more BTS episodes. And I think the crew is finalizing another extra thing we're going to be doing on there. So I'm very excited to announce that. We got to thank our sponsors, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. Sacramento's number one spot for comics and or coffee. You can go there. It's right there by the convention center, right there on K Street. And now we have scooters. We got now we're a Scooter yeah. City, guys.
Yeah, so you can, so excited.
I don't know how I feel about that. They're through Uber.
It's Jump, right? And they yes. got and they are owned by Uber, maybe?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uber owns Jump.
If it's not Bird or Lime, not my scooter.
We've got to put them into the test. We'll put them through their paces. But yeah, you could get on your scooter, ride to Oblivion Comics and Coffee. And rumor has it there's going to be a new VGB themed drink coming soon. So I'm very excited about that one. Emma Skies, do you have a stream schedule? Is it going to be a lot of Apex, I'm assuming?
No, possibly. We'll see. The big thing
We'll see.
The big thing this week is that Crackdown 5 really, or 3. 3. I skipped
it
two games.
It should be 5.
I skipped two fucking games.
It should be 5.
It should be.
Yeah.
Crackdown 3. And I will preface this. I am not convinced this game is coming out on Friday. I'm not. They've been announced. I swear to God, I will not believe it until I'm literally playing it.
All right.
But Crackdown 3 comes out on Friday. I will be streaming that as it releases. I'm really excited.
Cool. David Webb, you're in the process of moving, and people want to know, when is he coming back to Twitch? When is the big return?
I'm going to say March.
Okay.
In my new spot, I definitely need to get some new lights. I need to get some lighting. Probably going to pick up something like what we have here in the studio. Yeah. So I need time, but I'm going to shoot for March.
I'm looking forward to it. Curtis, you got so much stuff to talk about on your King stuff, bro. We got some trades. The team is hot. Are we going playoffs this year?
We can. And Vlade has done everything to help that occur. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in detail on the King's podcast, which I might not do that one on Twitch, but the podcast link will go live. So if you have Podbean, look for King Me Hoopcast.
King Me Hoopcast. And I've been doing more streaming too. What's Up Pizzas on Twitch. If you want to watch me post-produce the episode, and it's going to be a lot of Apex, guys. It's going to be a lot. This game's so good.
Are you on PC?
Yep. I want to be social. I might download it. Is it good?
That's why I'm excited for crossplay.
That's gonna be so
like half
sick.
The people I know play on PC. Like everybody's like, add me. And I'm like, you on Xbox? And they're like, no.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. For Curtis, David Webb, Emma Skies, the Game Master. My name is Corey. Saying you've just been banged.